It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. It's Thursday, the day we talk Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Well, the legislature is back in session. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville says in the 20 session days left between now and the end of the year, he wants to find a way to fix Michigan's crumbling roads and a way to ease term limits on Michigan lawmakers. Ken, you've served in the legislature. Do you think we might actually see movement on these issues between now and the election, or is this something that's going to happen during the lame duck session?
All the heavy lifting in Lansing is going to be done between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Very little is going to get done prior to the election, and that's normal. There's a reluctance to take up controversial issues in an election year, and you have the governor up, you have both the House and the Senate up. So realistically, the real work is done in lame duck.
Susan, something that seems to have fallen off the priority list is adding LGBT protections to the Elliot Larson Act. That's Michigan's civil rights law. What's happening there?
Well, that effort really hit a stumbling block this week. You had two Democratic lawmakers introduce legislation that would protect the LGBT community from discrimination, housing, and employment, just like, you know, people of different racial backgrounds and a variety of characteristics are currently protected. However, House Speaker Jace Bolger really put the kibosh on that and said that he just cannot support this because there's not enough balance with religious liberty concerns. And there's a lot of concern now that there may not even be action in lame duck because, you know, the House Speaker controls the agenda in the House. And if he is not on board with this, this may not happen at all.
Ken, considering that we've seen a shift in opinion around LGBT issues in Michigan, could this become an issue for Republicans in the election?
Well, there's tension inside the Republican ranks on this. You had a state representative lose his seat in the primary because he advocated for this. Frankly, I don't, and realistically, I just don't see Republicans taking this up in the near future. Now, has society, have the attitudes of society and culture shifted on this? I think they have. But I don't think they've shifted to the point where Republicans fear they would lose politically if they don't advance it. I think it's the opposite. I think they fear they lose politically if they do advance it.
So where does that leave this fight in the legislature, Susan?
Well, it remains to be seen if the original plan to let that representative, Frank Foster, who lost his seat, go ahead and introduce legislation and try and come forth with some sort of a compromise for people like Jace Bolger, who really have serious concerns on this religious liberty issue. But, you know, by getting out in front, the Democrats, you know, have said that they want to press forward before the election. They think this is an important issue. They think it's a winner for them politically. And this uneasy balance with a lot of business groups who are really pushing for this kind of inclusiveness with Elliot Larson, the balance may be, you know, very hard to strike. This may be over for it.
I think Susan's right. I think there's really only one of two paths here for this issue. One is the one she mentioned. Is there a compromise that could be struck between LGBT rights and religious liberty issues? If not, it's a ballot issue. It's a constitutional amendment issue in a future year.
But we have a very interesting situation where we are ever closer to having a decision on gay marriage. And gay marriage could actually be legal in Michigan while it is still legal to fire someone for being gay. So that could be a very interesting scenario that Michigan is faced with soon.
Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. And Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.